Half the Sky, 1988, from Zulu. Acrylic and paper on canvas, wax sculptures, ceramic egg. Collection of the Aziko South African National Gallery, Cape Town. Description. A triptych made up of three rectangular canvases. Arching across all three canvases is a thin, white semicircle, like the drawing of a hemisphere. Within this semicircle are white circles, the stars, that are linked together to make constellations like a celestial map. Each of these constellations is named, the name written in white at the top. Running along the bottom, only a couple of inches high, is what looks like land, rough grey strokes with patches of black, with the sky and stars expanding above it. On either side of the canvas are two small sculptures. On the left-hand side is a small orange ceramic egg. On the right is a model of a cactus or similar plant made of black wax. Artwork label. The title of this work, Half the Sky, has its source in the Chinese proverb, "Women hold up half the sky." The triptych depicts constellations visible in the night sky of the southern hemisphere, while the names inscribed in the stars honour South African women who fought against apartheid. Miriam Makeba, Winnie Madikizela Mandela, Ruth First, Lillian Ngoyi, Amina Kachalia, and Nadine Gordimer, among others. The two sculptures positioned on either side symbolise the power embodied by these women. The wax, cactus-like sculpture on the other signifies resilience, strength and adaptiveness, while the ceramic egg on one side evokes ideas of sustainability and regeneration.